Check, 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 check. We out here. Dude, you see this shirt?
Yes.
I think I'm going to try to do that because I go to every, like, I'm always, I like, do you like, are you a merch guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
If you go to a show, you get a merch?
Yeah.
I'm a huge merch guy.
Yeah.
I'm into merch.
You rock a different one, like, every week that we
Well, whatever on. I go to, I try to rock.
That's cool.
Yeah. We went to, I don't know if I wonder if what percentage of my listeners have ever been to this. Have you ever been to Branson?
Mm-mm.
You never been to Branson, Missouri?
No. What's Branson?
What? Look up, it's like, you ever been to Gatlinburg?
Yes.
It's like that.
Okay.
Look up a photo of Branson, Missouri. It's like that. It's like, there's like a bunch of, it's like a Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, the Titanic, like all that, all that stuff that's in one.
It's like, Gatlinburg or like,
all that stuff that's in one of those cities.
What's the one on the East Coast that I'm thinking of? Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Same type of there's deal. The thing you drive down the strip and there's like all the stuff.
Cool.
But a lot of mini golf.
Nice.
There's like you know, like you're trying to move to a city, you think like a, like murder rate per capita or whatever that would say if it's, or no, crime rate per capita, so if it's dangerous. Yeah, you look at one of those cities, you look up like mini golf places per per square mile.
That's how you know. That's how you know. Give you a real good idea what's going on over there.
But we went to the old, you know, the old, I don't know, it's just a funny way to describe it to you. Like the Dixie Stampede. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
You have no idea what that is.
I have no idea what this is.
All right, this is like a... This is what this shirt is from. This girl's Dolly Parton's. Well, it's called the Stampede now, obviously.
Because 2020.
The Dixie Stampede. Yeah, the Dolly Parton Stampede. It's like a...
Oh, I know what this is.
It's like one of those... the Knights of the... What are those things? Of the jousting?
Renaissance Fair.
what's it called? The meal, where you sit down, you have a meal. They have them in the big cities.
You sit down, you have a meal.
There's like horses like jousting and like in the front where, what's it called?
It's not a Renaissance Fair?
No. Dang it. Everybody in the everybody listening is going to be is so frustrated right now because I can't find this word. It's a, what is it?
They call it a dinner attraction.
Yeah. Look up dinner attraction. I know there's one in Dallas. Look up Dallas, Texas dinner attraction, Renaissance or something like that. We're going to come to this word and we're going to find it. And everybody's going to be Renaissance. What is this thing called? Medieval times.
Yeah, we got it.
You know what medieval times is?
Yes.
All right. It's like that, but redneck.
Okay, cool.
That's the easiest way to describe it. It's like that, but redneck. I like but then, that. Yeah. You get it.
That's cool.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
It's like there's a big like oval, and like there's a it's like a show, and they bring you like a turkey leg and like a it's like a thing.
Sweet. What were you doing out there?
Well, we were on vacation with my girlfriend's family.
Nice. How was that?
The Branson, Missouri, dude. Sweet, it was dude. Sick, dude. But I was like, all of the Dixies. It used to be called the Dixie. See if you can look up when does the Dixie Stampede become the Stampede? When did they change their name? When did the Dixie Stampede change their name? That's a good one. I would bet it's going to be 2018. Yeah.
Nailed it. Back in 2018.
Back in 2018, the year that everybody realized that they were wrong about everything in the past.
Everything.
Well, not wrong. Hold on. They have a quote. Here we go. Back in 2017, the Dixie Stampede was renamed the Stampede after Parton became aware that the term Dixie can be associated with the Confederacy. Parton tells Billboard, there's such a thing as innocent ignorance. So many of us are guilty of that.
We just want to keep making money, please.
Yeah. But yeah, so they change it to the Dixie Stampede. And then there used to be like, it's like the battle of like, it's like the Civil War.
Like that's what the act is?
It's the North versus the South.
Okay.
So
who wins in their reenactment?
It was weird. It was great, dude. But everybody they do a lot of you can tell I've never been to the show prior, but you can tell that, and this is the mistake that I've made in the past, if you have a business listen to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen to people that are not your customers.
Yep.
And people have been telling me that about my career since 2000, since the same.
Yeah.
Since 2018 is when everybody realized, whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody became kind of woke. That's where that term started, I bet. And everybody realized, oh, and like people are that we were so scared of, like on the internet, they were not my customers.
Right.
They were like listener, they're not, you're not making money from them.
Yeah.
Like I would say put out like a Dixie Stampede, put out a survey to the people that come. It's like the Lady Antebellum changing their name.
Yep.
It's like Black people don't care about this.
Yeah, they're not listening.
They don't know about it or care about it.
No.
It's just like, what? Who? Like, nobody cares about the Dixie Stampede except for the people that go to it. And it's become very like, they have a lot of animals in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this whole section, like, just so you know, like, we take care of these animals. And, like, we adopted one of these animals. And, like, we saved. And, like, we got it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like,
we weren't asking.
Yeah, we were. We're good with it. Yeah. We're good with it. Yeah, yeah.
It's a farm.
No. Yeah, yeah. We got it. Yeah, there's a horses in here, and horses live in Gatlinburg, and all right.
Yeah.
Now, if your customers are like, hey, it seems racist, and we're not gonna come back anymore because, like, listen to them.
I wonder if they saw a dip in the second. Like in that year that they changed, if they saw a dip in people coming.
I wonder
if part of their fan base thought that they like compromised on it, you know?
Well, I never have been to it, so I can't say what it was like in the past.
Okay.
But it was very, like, I do know that there's been a lot of, well, this might be from there's a lot of complaints about the food waste.
Okay.
Because they bring out a chicken. A whole one for every person.
Yeah.
And it's pretty expensive to go to. So they bring out a chicken, they bring out soup, there's like a server that like there's so much food. And there a lot of people have complained about food waste. And Lydia said, well, now they come around at the end and be like, do you need a bag?
Like they encourage you to take it home.
Well, people have said, hey, dude, this is a lot of food waste. So, but that's listen to the customer.
Yeah.
But it was very like, it becomes, If like redneck people, or let's say the same with like any other subculture, the Black culture or the Jewish culture or the Hindu culture or the Muslim culture or the North or the California culture. If like I go to like a California event and it's not like catered to me, a Southern or something in Portland, or like, I didn't really like, you're like, yeah. But the negative comments speak so much louder on the internet than the positive ones.
Oh, always.
So yeah. Maybe like I go to the, like I went to the, I went to the, oh, this is a great example. Have you ever heard of the Universe Soul Circus?
Mm-mm.
Look, type it in Universal, but not Universe A-L, Universe S-O-U-L at the end.
Nice.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah. I think you know what this is, dude.
All right, there we go.
Universe Soul Circus, a single ring circus established by Cedric Walker and Calvin Casual Cal Dupree, an African-American man who had a vision of creating a circus with a large percentage of people of color performing. It's like the Black Ringling Brothers.
Yeah.
It is.
Sick.
I would like to shy away from using a term like the ghetto circus.
Right.
Or like the hood circus.
Right.
But hood is synonymous, I guess, with neighborhood, right?
Sure.
But yeah,
I think they'd probably prefer.
The hood would probably have a negative connotation.
Yes.
It's an African American circus. They're saying that right here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to it.
Okay.
Because it was like near my house and it was in that. Remember we talked about, the mall that in your hometown that's trash mall.
Yeah.
It used to be a good mall. Where'd you grow up?
Rentham, Massachusetts.
You did?
Yeah.
That's different life up there.
It is for sure.
Is it bad? Is there any bad areas?
Yeah, there's bad areas. I mean, not in Rentham. Like, that's a nice little suburban town. But like in the Northeast, for sure, there's bad
areas. Yeah, there's like too. Like Boston has like it's like bad. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gwinnett Place Mall. Where I grew up going, it was in the parking lot of that mall. but
this
I think I want to say I went to it in 2018. But there was a they sang all these black songs that everyone knew.
Sweet.
Everyone knew them except me. I didn't know. It was like a not I Spy, like a this is like a it's like a nursery rhyme. It's like a nursery rhyme, like from black culture. That I mean, similar to my show,
yeah.
We sing like either country songs or Christian songs.
Yeah,
and I get. But if I was like, if I sent an email to the Universal Circus,
not enough country acts being represented.
Yes, like not a lot of people of non-color.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people of non-color represented. No, but I was like, but I think I under. I think I. I understood that for the culture of what it was.
Yeah.
What they, I was like, all right, this is so like not, and not, granted, if there's racism involved in the Dixie Stampede or their traditions or like it's, it, I was like, is, was it ever like Confederate versus Union? They were like, right. No.
That's why I asked who wins in there.
Yeah. Cause it's the North versus the South, but that's just like, I mean, if they change it to like East versus West, that'd be too obviously like.
It's an all-star game now. Yeah.
It's an all-star game, but it has nothing to do with, I mean, there's like an Indian portion of they've taken the land and then like,
it's history.
But also what I also found was funny is that, the Indian people were played by the white people.
Yikes, dude.
Because they
what were they wearing?
Okay, listen, dude. listen. First of all, let me just go on record and say that, like, just leave it as what it is. Because if you lose, if the black circus was like, I was like, hey, take out, it's just going to turn into a circus.
Right.
And then it has nothing.
That's interesting. Yeah, should everything be, like, then for everybody?
Then everything's vanilla, not race-wise, but everything's because there's no, hey, I went to this drum circle in Portland and I didn't feel like I fit in or like, cause there's nowhere to park my Range Rover or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, you need like certain things have culture and personality to them that, and are my comedy's for a certain person.
Right. Certain cultures you're just not allowed to celebrate by themselves though.
Yeah. Well, yes.
You know what I mean?
But again, like who is saying like, who was mad at the Dixie Chicks?
Right.
Like, it's always like Dolly Parton learned that this Dixie was a ignorant term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who though?
Right.
It's like, well, it's like Dolly Parton, there's an uproar. I was like, well, if you write an article in whatever, you are making the uproar. You're like, I'm not offended by it. But like, I wish that should be a documentary. Like, who's offended by Dixie?
Yeah.
And then just go.
I think the Dixie Chicks are actually super liberal as well.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So it was like, this is an inappropriate term, right? Or the Lady Antebellum.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, who?
Right.
Like, I would dare you to find a black person that's like, I'm offended by this.
Like, let's trace back Dixie to Patient Zero. Who started that?
Yeah.
We have to get rid of this.
What's a lot? Yeah, it's a lot of like, not to compare the situations, but like it's a lot of situations with similar to my situation.
Mm-hmm.
There are, what about the women who, they're like, oh, who?
Yeah.
Like everybody's making an uproar on behalf of someone that like trace it. Yeah, it's Patient Zero. I like that.
Trace it all the way
back. Trace it back. You're like, well, they're like the Indians. People are offended about the Indians, the name,
mm-hmm.
or the Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's a lot of articles being written because it trace it all the way back.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, do you have a source? Well, I heard. All right, well,
right.
Go where to them?
I always think about it as like you know when you have a good idea. You know when you have an idea and you're like, oh, that like this could be something.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody has that for every cause that starts.
This could be a
thing. Like where tracing it all the way back to that.
And then what if somebody goes, this seems offensive to people of, and then but the people of whatever weren't
concerned. Yeah, no. Worried about other things.
You know what's wild? This happened back in my home church. in Colorado in probably 2016. So Tim Tebow played for the Broncos.
Right.
And that our church was the biggest kind of mega church in the area. And I want to say it was either Christmas Eve service. It was the Christmas Eve service. And somebody said Tim Tebow was here.
Nice.
Somebody said, I saw Tim Tebow at the service. And it was like a, and then they told so-and-so, and then they told so-and-so, and so-and-so, and it kind of like Tim Tebow was there. And the pastor tweeted out, thanks so much for Tim Tebow for coming by the, coming to the, like as a flex to like the.
Of course. It's a good look.
And then one of my buddies, Joe, who worked in like the college ministry, he was like, wait, again, he tried to do this exact thing, trace it back to patient zero. And he didn't.
He wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. Which is like.
It's like, who said that? Who saw somebody that they thought was
but again,
Tim Tebow?
Once you hear something.
Yes.
It's like Tim Tebow is here. And then you go over to the guy, you're like, dude, Matt said Tim Tebow was in the lobby. Once it goes from Matt said, then it's Matt said, John said, right. And I wasn't involved in spreading this, by the way. But then it goes, Matt said, John said, Alex said, and then it just goes, I heard.
Right.
And then.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Off to the races. Yeah, it's over. It's off to the races. Dude. You're like, yeah. You're like, what about the victims of whatever? Mm-hmm. Of what about the victims of whatever, whoever's been canceled for whatever? Like, well, they can speak. We never once since I've been canceled have I deleted anyone, tried to silence anyone. Like, I've posted publicly about my, and anyone can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And we never there, and but everybody goes, what about?
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, then it kind of loses.
Ugh. It's almost like the first reaction should be like, well, let's go see how they feel.
Maybe.
How are you guys?
Yeah.
Or, how do you feel?
They're like, hey.
Oh, you didn't even know this was happening. Okay, cool.
Hey, that's great. Did Lady Antebellum go to anyone in the black community and go, hey, did you guys think this is a problem? They go, what? Who are you? Yeah. What?
Hey, we're kind of doing our thing over here. Yeah. Like, some people said it might piss you off.
But. Yeah. They listened to like Twitter. Yeah. Who it was white people standing up for who they think they were like carrying the cause.
Who they think need
but it's
help.
Actually even more disrespectful.
Yeah.
but what is it? What I've always said, like, is it concerning to like a certain race or group? Maybe. But like, do they have a million other things to worry about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they go, hey, what about, can we have a forum about Lady Antebellum? They go, yeah, we gotta go to work. Or like, I don't know. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Not top of our priority list right now.
not top plate. They always say like in AA meetings or like any kind of AA meeting, they would go like, we're going to discuss the reading from the day or unless anyone has anything top plate.
Nice.
Meaning like, are you in trouble? Yeah. Or like, do you need to talk to us? Are you coming from a domestic situation? And does anybody have anything top plate? They always
nice.
Ask.
I like
not
that.
Top yeah. plate. I don't know. Like the Indian, the Native American culture, they're like, hey, we got these like, because like they turned the lights down for it. They turned the lights down for it and they wore like kind of like headdresses mm-hmm. and like mat, like as I, but I go, there's not 20 Native Americans back there. Because, you know, like you go to it, the Dixie Stampede, and you see the cast.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we're working with about, you ever been to like a play or something? You're like, all right, we're working with about 20 people back there.
Yep.
Or, all right, there's like, here's
it's the, everybody.
Yeah, this is Erica. There's an hour in. There's not 20 Native American people
just waiting for their cue.
And all the white people are gone. By the way, they're off. Yeah, and they also have moved here. They live in Branson, Missouri.
Right.
365 days out of the year and perform here for this 5 minute. I could be wrong.
Do you want to be patient zero here and start a petition for that to be strictly casted by Native Americans?
That's great, dude. That's great. That's a great patient zero.
Yeah.
It's like it's like so-and-so's causing an uproar. I'm like, well, if TMZ wrote about it, like you are causing the uproar. Mm-hmm. TMZ, so-and-so in hot water. That's my favorite. They're in hot water over like didn't like Rainn Wilson say something this week? The guy from The Office.
Let me check.
It's something like I don't know if I want to get into this, but go to news. Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be so and so.
Remorseful Rainn Wilson.
Oh, okay. Made a transphobic joke.
He looks good.
All right, we don't have to get it. Oh, yesterday I tweeted a mean crack about breastfeeding versus chest feeding. Okay. After speaking with some trans friends,
flex.
I doubt it. trans friends. When did you make these trans friends yesterday?
Yeah, these are new friends, Rainn.
I educated myself a bit more. I want to apologize for the tweet. I was adding misinformation and meanness. I'm sorry. Okay. Cool. The joke didn't land.
Yeah, obviously.
Just say the joke wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Because you can say whatever you want if it's funny.
Yeah, I missed.
The joke missed. Yeah. Just say RIP, the joke missed. I'm a comedian. Just say the joke missed.
Breastfeeding versus chest.
I talk with my trans friends. Yeah. Mm. What did he say? All right. We don't have to get into all that, but yeah, it's funny. By the way. We have talked about, let's get into the super quick. A lot of the tour dates are sold out.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go. I don't know if Springfield is sold out, but it's pretty close. Richmond, Virginia, pretty close. Same with New York City. August 4th and 5th, that's like 2 weeks from now, we're going to New York City, the City Winery. Then we're going to, these are all, let's see, between August and December. We're going to Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines, Iowa. We're going to the State Fair.
Nice.
Big State Fair guy. That's going to be huge. Springfield, Missouri, Boston, your area. How far is that from your house?
30 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah, my parents are going to pull up.
Let's go. Are they?
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude, we'll have them on the pod.
they would love that.
Greensboro, North Carolina, Appleton, Wisconsin, Spokane, Washington, New Brunswick, New Jersey. What? Yeah. Virginia Beach. Dayton, Ohio, Greenville, South Carolina, Irvine, California, Palm Beach, and Miami, and all those will sell out. And my comedy special, What Are We Doing, is on YouTube right now. It's crushing it, by the way.
Yes.
And I got a book coming out called Delete That, about a lot of similar topics we talk about on this podcast. If you like this podcast, you love the book. Coming out in October, pre-sale available now. We went to in Branson. There's a place called Silver Dollar City.
Okay,
that's like their Six Flags.
Okay,
but it's a lot of it's similar to the Dixie Stampede. Let's just say that.
Yep,
it's very. I mean, it has like legit rides, but yeah,
this looks sweet.
Yeah, it's dope. It's unbelievable. It's like there's one in Dolly Parton. Yeah, she has one in Gatlinburg.
Oh, okay.
What's that one called? Twin Peaks? Come on, John. That was unnecessary. Don't delete that joke. What's that one called? Dolly Parton. Why are you so immature? Gatlinburg. It's called Dollywood. I'm an idiot. It's called Dollywood. Nice. Yes. It's, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. We both should have known that. And
same
shame
thing,
us.
Dude. Yeah. Oops. Same thing. But there's a lot of like woodworking exhibits, like blacksmiths, like, you know, like a theme park.
Cool.
Yeah, they just have like a bunch of rides and stuff like that. And I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. We talked in the past about how I'm learning about myself and my fan base.
Yes.
Like where I get recognized and yes. Where I don't. So I was like there was, we were almost, we played a game on my Instagram like last weekend about a real or fake cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Like down on Broadway, is this guy an actual cowboy or is this guy like a poser on Broadway?
Yep.
I wanted to play a game at Silver Dollar City called Exhibit Worker or Customer.
Nice. Very nice. You could play that for hours.
Yeah, like Exhibit Worker or like, because there's like a antebellum vibe, like a, is this, and then you see like an Amish person and you're like, all right, is this person like work here Or
costume or customer?
Costume or customer.
That's it.
That's a good idea. I write that down. Costume or customer. Yeah. Why can't I get to that word, dude?
I don't know.
Costume or customer. It's the best. Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Dang it, dude. I got to write this down. Dude, that's hilarious. Whenever I write something down, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to take that. Yeah. Costume or customer. Costume or customer. But there was like, we were playing that with each other like the whole day. Because nice. Like the people that come to it, and it's the same the same with Noah's Ark, which we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah. We do, you ran around there and we were taking photos with people all day and saying hi to people all day. And like, John, we love you. And I go, all right. Yeah. Cool. I'm into it. I like meeting people wherever we go, mm-hmm. anywhere I go. And then so Lydia had to work the next night and I was still there. And then she got off work at like 11. Maybe she got off work at like 11. And she goes, well, let's just grab some food. Like the only thing that's open is Twin Peaks.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Just following you. Keep going.
All right. And I go, do you know about that place? And I did, and
she's like, I know it's open till 12.
She's like, yeah, I know it has hamburgers. I don't, what do you mean? I go, she goes, we go there for like every time someone leaves the company or like gets a new job, we go celebrate at like Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Cause that's like the place there. And I was like, I think it's like a Hooters.
Right.
Is it?
I've never been, but I always,
yeah, we went. Yeah. So I think I go, all right. I mean, and by the way, there's like a lot of people that like, I don't know if it's, this is not really in the Christian subculture. This is in the everybody subculture. It's like you think like, and like people that like struggle like sexually, like with like everybody like has a different like outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody, let's say somebody be like, I love going to like strip clubs.
Right.
I never been to a strip club in my life.
Neither.
Never wanted to go to one. Never been curious about what goes on in one. I go, I think I'm good.
Right.
I think I got it. There's people that go to like massage parlors. There's people that go, different people quote act out in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be just like an annoyance for me.
What?
Like a
what
Hooters.
Oh, having that be your part of your thing?
No, to be like, the girls dress like that in there.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm not like, yes.
Right.
Right. Now
I get it. Yeah.
It's not like.
That's not exciting.
No. Yeah. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not like, yes, I can't wait to.
It would make me uncomfortable. Frankly.
Yeah, it does. Like, it kind of made me uncomfortable. Right. But she was like, I don't know, we'll go in here. So we were like, well, like she was going to get it to go. Because that's what she normally does.
Nice.
But then we went in there. And
that makes a lot more sense if that's how they do it for work. Is if they're getting it to go, too, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
That they're
not going in
and sitting down.
She goes, we're getting it to go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Shoot.
That makes way more sense now.
Then she goes, let's go.
She's like, we really like the burgers.
Yeah.
It's just a good spot.
But I've been to a Hooters. Like, we went to Hooters in Memphis. Because
mm-hmm.
we're on the tour bus. And there's no, like, we pull up to the venue and we have all day, and it was a Sunday for like watch the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like there was a Hooters, and I go, everything else, let's just go there.
Mm-hmm.
And nor are people like, I mean, maybe some dudes do like try to get their numbers or like try to hit on them.
God, that's so gross.
That's
dude.
A tough that's a tough move.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, it would never, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Anyway. So we go in there, I go, and then they were like, it's going to be ready in like 10 minutes. And then I go, all right, well, let's just sit. You want to go back to the car? Like,
right.
Let's just sit at the bar, grab a drink. And then then the food came, and they were like, well, let's just eat it here.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ate it there.
How has nobody tried to cancel Hooters yet?
Yeah.
For objectification of women?
Well, like you try to like get a job there, and they're like, no.
Or that, yeah.
Right?
Hiring practices, yeah.
Yeah. How? I mean, they probably have, of course.
They're just that strong a brand.
They just keep. Well, I mean, I don't see many Hooters these days, do you?
No, I don't.
They're probably going down.
Yeah.
They're probably getting slowly. I remember going into one when I was like 15, and it was like, changed my life. Yeah. Not it changed my life. But I thought it was cool then.
Yeah.
It's like something that you're like, yeah, it doesn't, I don't know. That's a net neutral.
It's just kind of like take it or leave it.
It's a net new. It's yeah. I go, I don't know. What's the food?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, do they have the game on?
Right.
The girl, they're like dressed in like a bikini top.
Right.
Or whatever. That's a, like, have you ever, you know, like the bikini, like coffee places?
Yeah.
That are like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, coffee, please.
Yeah. Not the, okay, yeah, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you have, the like a latte?
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, oat milk or no? Like, do you have that?
You're like, hey, you're like, yeah, no. Do you have like, no? I'm not trying to like do a thing. Yeah. Do you have?
Like, I missed it.
No, I'm not trying to like. Do you have like a?
No, seriously, I have a really like intense allergy.
No, like, you're like really knock again. You're like, hey, yeah. What is it now? Every time guys are like, no, like, can you put this in like a styrofoam cup, please? Yeah. That's a funny bit about like the girls that work at Twin Peaks. They're all like, you're like, hey, can you come over here for a second? They're like, everywhere we go. You're yeah. like, do you have any more ranch dressing? Yeah. You're like, oh shoot. Oh, yeah.
You've yeah. been really slow today.
And you're like, I need you to pick it up. This guy gave me like $100 tip. He's like, yeah, that's because your bill was $400. And this like, this is probably 20%.
Percentage wise, that just stacks up. So.
That's not 20%. Is that 20%?
25. Yeah.
Yeah,
generous.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it's actually like a generous tip, and you were actually very attentive to his table, and he appreciated that.
Yeah.
Oh. He's like, yeah, I'm married. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but
he's
I said,
like, he's like, I'm gay.
Yeah. I said, I go, well, this, you know, what's good about this place? This is what I said to my girlfriend. I go, what's good about this place? She goes, what? I go, no one will recognize me in here. She goes, that's not true. I go, I promise you, no one in a Twin Peaks will recognize me.
So you're starting to figure out where
well,
people
I'm starting
know
to
you
learn.
Where people
I'm starting
don't.
To learn about myself.
Yep.
And I don't know. It's I'm coming to the, a funny realization.
Do you like who you are?
Well, you know what? I was at the when I was mobbed at the when I was mobbed at the conservative the Trump rally, I was like, oh, man, I might have to look myself in the mirror. I for the most part I do hold up with the values of a conservative,
right?
But yeah, I don't. They're like, you're our man. I go, I don't know about that. Speaking of, we went for the Noah's Ark.
Oh yes, that's
Noah's
right.
Ark, yes. Dude. we put out the video,
right?
By the way, that video is probably one of my most viral of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny.
Well, it's just, it's one of those videos. It's where you just go, Noah in 2022, you go, got it.
Yep.
I got it.
On the concept.
That's done. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the jokes still have to hit, but you go, sure. Yeah, got it. It was everybody the whole time. Like the whole time people were like, what up, dude? Good to see you. Like, what up, dude? And I was like, so we like, it took longer to film than we anticipated. But we do have to clear the air about some things.
Okay.
Okay. So the video. So these people, like these people that I am serving, let's say, like as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was watching Jerry Seinfeld one time, and he was talking about comedy, and he goes, you have to find a way to love those people.
Mm.
The people that are your audience. And the same with the people that the podcast audience.
Yep.
He's like, you have to love them. And you go to like, I know what the product is. Let's say the stand-up show. It's great. It's wildly therapeutic for people. I know what laughter does for people. And you go to like any of these cities, Dayton, Greensboro, Spokane. You're like, I know these people are burdened by society.
Mm-hmm.
And a night of laughter with a spouse or with a child or with a grandparent or whatever. I know what that does to people because I know what it did for me when I was depressed and when I was in the darkness. And he goes, Jerry Seinfeld said, if you can find a way to love those people, you'll never have a day off the rest of your life.
Mm.
Because my team always gets mad at me because I'm always trying to add people to the comp list.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel people tell me their sob stories in the in the DMs. And I go, ah, put them on the list. Mm-hmm. Always. Yep. Somebody, I can't afford it. Or I mean, granted, we can't do that for everybody, but that I can't afford the show, or I had tickets for the night before and it got moved, or I wanted to come last time, but now I can't. I go, add them to the list. And we have a certain amount of that. I'm always adding. I go, just come, sit on the steps, sit on the porch. We'll find a way to get you into the show. Mm-hmm. Cause I know what comedy does. And that's in a lot of ways similar to the videos I put out and this podcast, the same. Like there's somebody said, I'm a trucker. I drive and I listen to, and I can't wait for Thursdays. Mm. And I don't want to be like too much about that, because I don't want to be we're saving people's lives. There's doctors and people that are doing more. Mm-hmm. Then we're put ourselves into context.
Sure.
But you do know, like, dude.
That's humbling, though.
Yes. You know who Bill Simmons is?
The sports
guy? Sports guy?
Yeah.
When I was working at this company, dude, he would put out the mailbag on Friday afternoons. And this mailbag was so funny, dude. I looked forward to that all week. And a Friday at the office, I'd come home from lunch. And you'd go, I don't want to say that I wasn't working. I want to tell my boss that I wasn't working back in 2012. He's probably, I've moved on. But this mailbag, dude, I could not wait to read this thing. Because it was so... And every Friday, that's why you say putting out the podcast at the same time is important.
Yep.
Because people look forward to it and they're on their way to, they got to drive, or they got the kids thing on Thursdays, or whatever they do, or they go garden, or they go for, a lot of people say they exercise, mm-hmm. go to the gym, go on a bike ride, and they listen to it, which means the world, by the way. If you love those people, you will prepare, you will practice, you will invest in a better studio, you love them. Mm-hmm. You care about them deeply. And that's how I feel about whoever these people are that are coming up to say hi to me. Mm-hmm. I love them. And I whoever they are, Republican, Democrat, old, white, rich, young, black, poor, everything. I want to say hi to them, and I want to meet them, and I want to connect with, I can't connect with everybody, but everybody at the Noah's Ark was coming up to say, what up, dude? Good to see you. And you would say these people are maybe more like a lot of I would say best way to describe it is probably like sheltered people, or like religious, or conservative. That's kind of a stereotype of mine. I love these people, the people of the church.
Yeah.
I love them. Christians, I love them. The people of Noah's Ark, I love them. So you're like, I want to make a video that all these people would think was funny, right? That all these people would think was funny, and that they would everybody goes, John, we love you. The Noah's Ark video is hilarious, to serve these people. Because there's a lot of comics that brag about, if you say, I'm a comedian, I walked some people in the audience. You know what that term means?
No, you got them out of there.
No, they were, you were,
oh, they left.
They were so offended that they left.
Got it.
And that's a lot of comics would brag about that. Like, dude,
I'm pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I'm edgy. Or they were offended by my abortion joke or whatever. I literally walked. I walked somebody one time and I lost sleep over it. Mm. I don't like to be, I don't like to hurt. Like if somebody's like, we're buying tickets to this guy's show, we're getting off work, we're having dinner, we're going out, we're getting seated. I would like for them to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
One time I walked a guy, the only time I walked a couple, this story's wild. There was a guy, I don't think I even told this story in my book because it was so across the line. There's a guy in front of me. So when it was in Little Rock, Arkansas, what are we at on time? It was in Little Rock, Arkansas. All right, we're good. With Little Rock, Arkansas. And there was a guy in front of me. Have I told the story about the guy with no arms and no legs? I think I have.
On the podcast, I don't know.
Anyway, there's a comedian in front of me that he had no arms and no legs. And
yeah.
His name is Brett Eastburn, by the way. And he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a great comic. And he did this whole thing about after at the end of it, he goes, I've overcome my disabilities to pursue my dreams to be a stand-up comedian. And if I can overcome my dreams, or if I can overcome my disabilities, you can too. Go out and, you know, do what you want. Like a huge, like, standing ovation, right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was offensive. But
yeah, definitely.
Anyway, okay. That was unnecessary. John, that was unnecessary. I'm going to have to apologize for that joke next week. No, he thought he would think it's funny. He'd think that joke is funny. He would be patient zero.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, good.
No worries, man. Keep
John Crist is in hot water. He's like, nah, I thought it was funny. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyway, so like, I couldn't follow him, meaning like, you know what that means? Like, yeah. I couldn't, like, he was better than me.
Yeah.
Like, he's better comedian than me. So like Thursday night, I was having, like, they had all that emotional, like, and then I come out and they're like, I couldn't follow it.
Yeah.
So like Friday night late show, couldn't figure it out. And usually if you go into like the opening for like a black comic, you've kind of figure out your set a little bit for that crowd.
Gotcha.
Right. You do a clean show. You do you do a college versus I wouldn't do a retirement home, but like you would do different. You wouldn't do a TikTok joke in a retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do a Metamucil joke at a youth group.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All right. So I'm struggling to follow this guy. I think this is going to be hilarious. So it comes Saturday night late show. This is the Little Rock. What's that called? Not the Funny Bone. The Little Rock Loony Bin. The Little Rock Loony Bin.
Nice.
I go, dude, you know, it would be funny if I put my arm, dude, dead serious. If I put my arm, if I put my arm in my sleeve. It was ill-advised, dude. It was ill-advised, dude. I go, this is going to be hilarious, dude. This is, it's going to, because everybody. Dude, listen to the story. Listen to the story, dude. Listen, hear me out. So everybody goes, Brett Eastburn, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, a round of applause. Yeah. Look him up. Look up Brett Eastburn, by the way. I think it's Eastman or Eastburn. I don't want to say it wrong.
I think I've seen him before.
It's either Eastman or Eastburn. He's a buddy of mine, though. Comedian. There he is. Eastburn. Yeah, I knew it. Go to image. Oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah. Was born with no arms and no legs. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Yeah. There he is. All right, so we were joking around all weekend because we stayed at the same condo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving him back and forth, and I'm making like jokes. That's how comedians cope with pain, is making jokes.
Sure.
Anyway, so I come out on there, ladies and gentlemen, were you ready for your headliner? I was like, yeah. They're like, John, Chris, I come out of the curtain like this. And I go, thanks, everybody. And I go, me and Brett are out here just overcoming our disabilities and like pursuing comedy. But you could kind of see like my, yeah. There we go. But you got to understand, people didn't know who I was. Right. Like now people like my show, they're like, oh, John's like doing a thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't know who I was. And they also loved him.
Yeah.
So I come out and they are just wildly offended because they think I'm making fun of him, which I would too.
Yeah.
Like they like, and anyway, I did it. And I was like, I'm just kidding. Like I got both my arms, and that made it worse. That made it way worse.
They didn't laugh at all.
No, dude, because I didn't have any jokes about.
So funny though.
I didn't have any jokes about having no arm because I was like, I'm going to go out there, and everybody's just going to die laughing.
Yeah.
My vision for this was I'm going to go out. Everybody's going to die laughing,
mm-hmm.
And of course, a couple walked. A couple got up from the front row. He got up with his wife, grabbed their purse. Like when you get up by yourself, you're like, you're going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up and go, hey, grab your.
Yeah.
That's.
Wow.
We're gone.
That's crazy.
We're gone, dude. Yeah. So, I talked to somebody afterward and they go, well, they have a big like military base here. And a lot of these guys have just got back from like combat. And like, that's like very offensive.
Tough.
And I go, fair.
Yeah, checks out. Yeah.
Checks out. And I go, dude, I'm so sorry. But I mean, you can't bat 1,000.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Also, let me just clear this up by saying I limped through my whole set an hour. It didn't go. There was no connection.
Was that another joke there? You limped through your set?
Dang it, dude. Well done, dude. Well done. Then, but I got backstage and Brett was dying. Of course he was. Yeah, dying. Yeah. He goes, I've been doing stand up for 15 years. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm sure no one's ever done that before.
No, yeah. Dude, that's like a huge swing.
Wow.
He goes, no, I'd never seen that before. He's dying. We're still friends to this day.
Does making him laugh at that like cancel out the fact that, that couple walked like
not the military guy, but cancels out the but
it's like valid, like okay, valid. It was good. Thanks.
No, well, it wasn't good because the crowd said it was not good, but it was not in a hurtful. Right. We're not trying to hurt the crowd.
Got it.
Which goes back to the Noah's Ark thing really quick. We did say, and we need to clarify this, that we did say that we got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get kicked out. Okay. We, in the defense of the people at Noah's Ark, I did not have permission to film there. But you can film there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, but you can't. They have the right to kick anyone out for doing anything they want. And I was wearing a hard hat and had a tape measure in there, which again, there's no rules about no tape measure, but it was distracting from, they were like employee or.
I was going to say, they're like costumer customer.
They were like costumer customer for sure.
Yeah.
They're like, what's this guy doing in here?
Yep.
And so if I, the woman that came up to us, it was like, hey, what are you doing in here? If I owned Noah's Ark, I would give that girl a raise.
Nice.
Because you shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I come from a perspective of like, well, all the people that are here love my content and they'll also love this video. And the Noah's Ark would be happy to have this publicity,
yep.
Which everybody in the comments is like, dude, we love that place. And I made a video about Noah's Ark in 2018, I think. And I was like, made jokes about it. But then at the end of it, I'd made sure I was like, hey, but if you live around this area of the country, this place, you should come.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Christian or not, this place is wild. And believe in the Ark story or not, you should come see this place. This place is, if I was driving by, I'd go, what is that place?
Yeah.
And I would hope that all of my comedy leads to that. So I just want to clarify that we did not get kicked out. They came up to us and they said, what are you doing? And I go, we're just filming some stuff. And they go, well, they asked us to not film. And they asked us to not film. And then, but I did have a lapel
microphone
on, which is, would be maybe considered like professional camera equipment. So we stopped filming and then we left. We shot a couple more scenes outside, but we left the Ark when they did ask us that.
Gotcha.
So in defense of the people at Noah's Ark, no one technically kicked us out.
Yep.
I just want to make that clear. Cause I do. We talked about that weeks before about like Joe Rogan. If Joe Rogan said, hey, this product is trash,
mm-hmm.
it would hurt their business.
For sure.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. And we talked about that on the podcast before, that your words are powerful. So I'll go. So I wanted to clarify that because people have said, did you? And the people from Noah's Ark reached out to us also. But I was going to talk about it anyway, because it's not like, it's kind of like a hack. It's like kind of like a hack premise to be, you know, people that that brag about being blocked.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, what is that?
It's recognition, I think.
It's recognition, dude. Yeah. It's somebody saw you. Mm-hmm. A famous person saw you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're saying. And everybody, like, I saw something that said, like, you ever see those, like, Mormon, like those TikTok girls that like getting divorced, but they do like TikTok dances to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I got divorced. They're like, who gets custody of the kids? And they're like doing a like,
yep.
And people go, yo, clout does not stop. Like clout does not stop, dude. Yeah. It's like success. The need for clout, and I'm by the way, I'm on this train with everyone else. But I would like to say that what I'm contributing to the, like, people are asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, the shows are sold out.
Yeah, there's people an audience.
People want it. People want, like, I go to do the Noah's Ark video. It's my biggest viewed video of the year. people that enjoy this content voluntarily. But like when you say, I'm blocked by Demi Lovato. I go, or whoever, dude. Or I'm probably blocked by a lot of people. I went to, this guy posted a funny tweet the other day. Somebody sent it to me about comedians, when they do comedy specials, they wear bomber jackets, which is like hilarious.
Nice.
Because all comedians do that.
Yep.
And somebody sent it to me. I was like, dang, that's a funny tweet. Mm-hmm. And then I clicked on it and I was blocked. I was blocked by him.
Just some guy?
A comedian.
Oh. Yeah, why?
I know, dude. But sometimes, there's another comedian that I'm blocked by, and I'm not putting this about this guy. I don't know this guy. But this other comedian that I'm blocked by is because he steals all my jokes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he doesn't want me to see that he's taking all my jokes.
Which, yikes, dude. Oh, God.
Which,
yikes. That's a different deal.
That's a different level of block. Yeah. But like being, but what I'm saying is like, there's a lot of people that are critical of me. That's like in their profile, like blocked by. I'm like, oh, like just, hey, we get it. Like,
I feel like that was a very like 2010s Twitter thing.
Like you need attention. Like, hey, forgive your dad, dude. Like blocked by so-and-so, like so-and-so, whoever it is, like to bring, I guess back to my original point, to bring like dissension or like discord to the like, you just get on the internet, you go, God, this is so it's just heavy because like so-and-so is angry at so-and-so in this, but like, you ever get into like comment sections of people furious?
Yeah, it's why I stay off Twitter for the most part. It's gross.
So do I. I haven't been on Twitter in probably 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, and some people live off of it. Like some people live off, that's how they make their living.
Yeah.
Off of Discord.
That's how Facebook is still around.
A Discord?
It's a lot of just,
there's a lot of Discord on, I don't find it. I mean, you have to go search for it, but sometimes you're like, hey, but that's why you can just click not interested.
Yep.
You click not interested and then it goes off your thing.
Train that algorithm up.
Yeah, really.
Do not show me that.
And I think over time, like that leads to burnout and exhaustion. I think there's a Bible verse. Search this. I should know it. A Bible verse about discord or like, I don't even know how to spell it. Discord? No, I meant discord in the church. What does the Bible say about discord? All right. This might take a second to get here. So, 25 Bible verses about discord. Go to the first one, the top one. What does the Bible say about discord? I mean, there's like a... Okay, so, all right, we're not going to find it, but I bet there is. We'll put it in the comments. I'll find it. I'll put it in the comments. But like to live in...
There you go. Proverbs 6:19.
There you go.
False witness who breathes out lies and one who sows discord among brothers.
Yeah, sowing discord, meaning like
stirring the pot.
Yeah, sowing discord. It's like, did you hear about?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, or like some people said, when like, if somebody says something about me, like to read it. Now, granted, people are in the wrong sometimes and people need to be sure. But just like, I don't like to, like, I would not, it's a bummer to me that the people of Noah's Ark did appreciate me coming there and they do. And, but it would be a bummer to me if they were sad about this.
That you came and did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be sad to me.
Yeah.
And it would be sad to me if somebody said, hey, now we can't, I'm a comedian, so I can't please everybody. But like if somebody says, hey, we loved your show or we loved your content, we came out and then this joke was offensive and that would be a bummer. I can't really shoulder all that.
Yeah.
But it would be sad to me that somebody wanted to come and find joy and entertainment. Yeah. And the load is so heavy. Speaking of, we'll close on the compliment thing.
Oh yeah, we gotta update.
Because that the load is light, baby. Yes. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. That's a Bible verse, by the way. 2 for 2. 1 for 2 on the Bible verses. Okay. When did we talk about this?
Two weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay. And what were we
going
to do?
So we were going to do a compliment challenge where we were going to
also, I don't want to do like a hack, like podcast, like challenge thing.
Okay.
You know, like
so we were just going to compliment people.
You know, like the Try Guys.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to like go vegan for a week. Or like yeah. Mr. Beast is like, I'm going to live in an ice cube for or like a, or
an ice cube
or whatever. No, he's like, yeah. I'm going to live in a casket
yeah.
for like a month and like see what happens. Yeah. Or I'm going to starve myself. Like, I don't want to like do things for content.
All right. It's not a challenge. It's a lifestyle choice.
We just decided to do it.
Yes.
And I don't know why we decided to do it.
I think we were just talking about like how good it feels to get randomly complimented.
Yeah.
And just so we were like, let's give that to other
people. Yeah. Okay. I took notes.
So did I.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Okay. This is going to be unbelievable. Why don't we start with this? Okay. So what we were going to give 5 compliments to people.
Random. It's unsolicited.
Unsolicited. But it's already kind of like muddied because it's for content.
Right.
But I'm just saying that up front.
Well, maybe. Did you compliment anybody who you didn't write down on the list this week?
No, because some of them were fails.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then, okay. Or so I wrote, but I wrote down and I only complimented 5 and I was like, never again.
All right. That's the last one.
No, but it did lead to like, you're right. Cause I did lead to one that was like, but it was so wild that I want to talk about it, but I wasn't doing it cause it felt so good.
Yeah.
Then I kept doing it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Then good. It's not just for content then.
All right. And we said we're going to compliment 5 people and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to start or you want me to?
You can go first.
All right. Well, we'll just go back and forth. First of all, I did it at the airport.
Yep.
Because that seems like a place where you're not trying to... I started my 5. I did it at Twin Peaks.
Nice.
No, just kidding. I started with the waitresses.
You said, excuse me, miss. Those are...
that's like, all right. That doesn't count.
No.
Because that's not...
It's not genuine.
It's not genuine. No. Yeah. All right. So first of all, I was like, I'm between walking from my getting out of the Uber to walking to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, I'm just going to compliment 5 people. So I go, all right. So
you hit them all in that stretch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, dude. You were binge complimenting.
I was overboard. I was feeling good.
Dang. Okay,
good. I was putting out positivity into the ether, dude. All right. So the first was...
Just love that. Just thinking about you doing 5 compliments in like 10 minutes.
No, it was probably, I mean, I was waiting at the gate. So it was way longer than that. All right. The first was a girl.
Okay.
And she was probably, I want to say 16.
Okay.
But I only said, this does not go well.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, she had a pair of Jordans, which nice. I love Jordans.
Yep.
I have 5 pairs of Jordan 1s. She had on a pair of Jordan 1s that were like Easter color,
like pastels,
all pastels. Yeah. And they were dope. And I would compliment these if they were a horse was wearing them.
Yep.
It was like, it seemed genuine. It didn't seem genuine. It was. Now, if it was somebody wearing something that was like, I didn't want to be dishonest with my compliments.
Right.
Like, oh, that's a nice shirt. You're like, well, what do you have no connection to the shirt. Why? And I go, and I just go, those Jordans are sick. And then she goes.
She just gave you a look? Goes,
all right. Like not, but.
Tough.
Yeah, it was 0-1. But they were sick.
Yeah.
And they, but I understand like at an airport, like from a guy, like that's not. And I go, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm not, no more women.
Yep.
No more women.
Yeah. No more complimenting women. At all.
No more complimenting women, because women are like on guard for that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like if a homeless guy, if I came up to you and it's like, we talked about this, yeah. if my cell phone was out of battery.
Yep.
Legitimately, I was like, can I borrow your cell phone? You've been enough times from people doing that you go, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, right. So I go, hey, those Jordans are sick. You're like, this was a real one, but yeah. you've been enough times that you go, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So I was like, all right.
No more women.
And that was, okay, no more women. And I wrote this down because I go, I had to take out my headphones to participate in this.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big effort.
So I had to take it. Well, I'm saying I had to participate in the world.
Yeah.
And the letter, or like I had to just be a part of it.
Yeah.
If I was going to do. Yeah. All right. So I take out my headset. I'm like, all right, I have to like consciously do a thing. There was a guy and also a guy wearing a pair of Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
Black guy. I wrote down black guy in Jordans.
Nice.
He said, thank you, brother. And then we fist bumped.
Nice, dude.
Because I was also wearing a pair of, I don't know what I was wearing, a Jordans, but a pair.
It was like a real recognized real moment.
Yeah, he goes, thanks, brother.
Yeah.
And we were walking past the, because there's another guy that was on the escalator, but I go, I don't want to compliment him too soon on the escalator. Because then we got to do
it. Ride that out.
Yeah, because yeah, then we'd have to do a thing.
Right.
You're like, all right. So it's like I waited to the top of the escalator.
Nice.
And then I got to do the, it was all shoes.
That's smart. That's good strategy.
Yeah. Because it's like the same in the, even when I bring someone up in the tram. Hey, what's up, dude? John Chris. I go, oh, no. Now we got to be.
You're like, I got six stops.
Now we got to ride this all the way out. Yeah. So I thought about where to do it.
Yeah.
But that guy, that was, if you're talking about contributing, positivity into the ether. Somebody said, hey, dude, I like those shoes, and was walking past me while I was walking past them. They're not, nice. If you're behind them in line, you're like, oh, is he trying to? Unfortunately, everybody has been, thinks they're being taken advantage of at all times.
Yeah.
There's nobody just complimenting people for fun.
Right.
We should get people to do it.
Yeah. Leaving like positivity in your wake.
Just leave it out there. Around. And try to compliment people and see what. Now, if something goes bad, don't come back and try to sue us.
No.
But like, yeah.
We just compliment some
people randomly this week and see what it's like.
Yeah. Got to be genuine though.
Got to be genuine.
Yep.
Yeah. Got to be genuine. That's what. And then there was a girl.
You broke your rule? You went back to complimenting a woman?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't.
Okay.
But I wrote down, there's a girl with a tattoo, but it was too high on her leg. You know,
so you can't compliment it because then you're almost hitting on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same with, I go, this sound, that's like out of the compliment zone.
Yeah.
Like there should be like a leg, like a tattoo compliment zone.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
You can only compliment tattoos in these locations.
And these, these designs.
Yeah. How long was she a waitress at Twin Peaks?
Dang it, dude. She had a dope tattoo, but it was like mid thigh.
Yeah.
But she was also wearing like high shorts, because that's what people wear those tattoos. When you have like a big, you wear like a tank top.
Yep.
Guys, if you have a bunch going on, you wear a tank top. So people, you need attention.
Yeah.
Fine. I think, do people with tattoos like to be complimented on? I think they do.
If I had to, I mean, I plan on getting some tattoos. I'd like to be complimented on that.
Hey, that tattoo's sick. And just walking by.
Yeah, just real quick in passing.
Not like sit down, tell me the story about it. Nobody cares about the story.
Yeah.
So that was too high. I figured I would not say it. And then there was a guy. Okay. There's a guy that was wearing a pair of golf sandals. Like the bottom of it was like a green.
Cool.
And they had like a, you know, like the green of like a, and the where he laid his foot, the sole was that. It was obviously plastic or synthetic.
Sure.
And then it had spots for two golf tees in there. Anyway, I go, dude, those sandals are sweet. He goes, thank you, man. And then I go, because I legitimately wanted to like buy them.
Yeah.
I go, the sandals are sweet. And then I go, oh, well, I'm not going to take a photo of your feet. And then he was like, what? And then I was like, what?
Like, never mind.
No, never mind. Like
abort.
Yeah. He was like, what? And I go, what? I go, no.
Because I was running like, down the hall.
Nah. Like, I thought they were cool. And I was like, that's how, like if I see like a cool like design in the airport, or a cool like graphic design, or I could take a photo of it.
Yep.
And it's in my, then I go, oh, I want to put that in my live show. Or like, we were at Kid Rock's the other day and they had those smoke machines. And I just took a video of it and sent it to my show producer. I go, let's get some of these for the walkout or whatever. That'd be very common.
Yeah.
So I was like, I like those shoes. I would do that to a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Take a photo of them.
It's different when toes are out though.
Well,
things change a little bit when the toes come out.
I go, well, I'm not going to take a photo of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what? And I go, what?
You're like, no, I have to explain my creative process to you.
All right. So that was in 2G. So what am I in the compliments? I'm like 1 for 3.
Yeah.
I'm like 1 for 3.
Yeah. 1 for 3.
Okay. And then there's one that I thought this was funny. This one guy said, this is my airport shirt.
Nice.
And I don't think that's funny.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it's funny for some people.
All right. I thought it was a hack. I go, I hate that. But that would be like
So you told him.
No, I should have. Like, I was like, if I'm going to compliment people, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
So I can't sincerely compliment that.
No.
But that's like an attention, like I need attention shirt.
Yep.
I'm with this guy. Like, the old ball and chain doesn't let me, or I don't need Google. I have her.
Yep.
Sure. It's like you want people to say like, hey, sure.
Yeah.
Like if you go to the barbecue, you have to go, hey, sure. Like if I were this, you can mention it or not mention it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever want to be
it's
like,
it's not a message.
Hey, shirt guy.
Yeah.
We have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can wear anything you want. Like when I had that bowl cut or when I wear Crocs, you're like, it's even cooler if you don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude. It's like, we're like, what? This is the shoes I wear. I wear Crocs. They're like, what? Or like, dude, these are, yeah. So I was going to compliment while I was wearing my hood up.
Yep.
And I was going to compliment someone and I took my hood down for it. Cause it was like, I don't want to seem like, right.
You didn't want to like what? Be creepy.
Like, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be like, who's that? Like, I want to be like, they say when you come out on stage at a comedy show, like, look the crowd in the eye. Don't have a hat so you can see, you can't see their shadows. Like sure. They can trust you more, right?
Yeah.
And
you
then
put so much thought into this.
Dude. I know. Dude, everyone says that about me.
Yeah.
They go, my assistant says that, my girlfriend says that. You're like, dude, we just like, you went way too far.
Yeah, mine are not this developed.
Okay, well, let me tell you my last one.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nice.
Trying to get up to, I was going to clean my car. I was
a
trying
fine
to get
establishment.
A fine establishment. I was trying to get some brake caliper cleaner.
Oh,
clean my brake calipers.
Nice.
But so a guy, everybody in there is obviously, it's very, that's a very warm place. It's a bunch of dudes, first of all.
Yep.
And it's very, dudes are out on a, it's like dads. You can bring up a conversation with anyone in there very easily.
Yep.
And so I was wearing these shoes right here. I put them on the screen. I was wearing these pair of Skechers Goodyears. Dog. Nice. Can you see that?
Yeah.
You see it right there?
Got them.
That's a clean pair of shoes.
Dude. Those are good.
Goodyear?
Goodyear's making shoes.
Anyway, so I was wearing these shoes. And a guy had a pair of Yeezys on that were just, again, unbelievable. And I go, it's a black guy, by the way. And mm-hmm. that's necessary for the story. I'm only saying that because I like those shoes. I go, I like those. How did I say it? I like those shoes. I like those shoes. He goes, thanks, brother. He goes, hey, brother, you too. So he saw mine.
Nice, dude.
And then I go, I don't know why I said this. I go, I mean, somebody's got to, this, I wrote this down. Somebody's got to stay clean on these streets, bro. Dude. Yeah, somebody got it. Meaning like me and him.
Right.
Like there's a bunch of like construction-y looking like.
Yeah.
Somebody got to stay clean on these streets, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, John.
Yeah. What? And then he said, no, 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 no. He's like, and then, hold on. And then somebody got shoot. And he looks at me and goes, shoot, you might be my son. He goes, you might be my son. And I didn't even know it. And then we high-fived.
What does that mean?
It was unbelievable. Like, he's like making a joke, like, but I'm black. He's white.
Right.
I'm white. He's black.
Yeah.
There's no, they're like, shoot, you might be my son. I mean, making a joke.
Yeah.
Like we're
two in the same.
We're, yeah, shoot, you might be my son, bro. I didn't even know it. And then we high fived. It was the best part of my whole day.
So you only did well with black guys. You went 2 for 5.
2 for 5.
Two black guys in shoes.
Two black guys in shoes.
Yeah, you have, I think, a compliment lane established.
I have that's where I should go. Where should I make my next sketch
video?
Like,
that's your sweet spot.
Black guys and shoes.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would like to be, you know what?
That's not thin ice at all.
Yeah, not, yeah, fine. Yeah, go ahead and say that, John. John Christ in hot water. No. But they like, I think that is like, I would like a compliment on my shoes from a black guy.
For sure.
I've talked about that before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a compliment from a woman, I would be nervous about.
Yep.
Not nervous about, but I'd just be like,
yep.
Something. And then I think that's the easiest.
Who's the most complimentary person? Like who is in a position to give the most compliments?
Ooh, good question. Well, it depends on where you're like, it depends on where.
Who has the ability to compliment the most people about the broadest most range. Things? Yes. Who has the widest compliment range?
I would say
–
I mean, I have an
Should
answer.
Should we leave it on that?
Yeah, not only I would say women, but then also say women, but then like attractive, very attractive women are gonna have a harder time,
right?
Because it's gonna be more like,
So they gotta be kind of like they gotta be like a seven.
Well, I don't want to get into that territory. But if you like, how about this? A mom.
Oh, nice.
There it is.
Yeah,
a mom.
Yeah,
can compliment man or woman.
Yep.
Old or young. Black or white,
mm-hmm.
rich or poor, any, yeah. I
especially
I
was, if they're one of those like warm
yep.
type moms where you just know that they have
and probably and probably a mom with a kid,
nice
with them currently,
yeah.
Does not have time to like hit on somebody,
yeah. No games.
Does not have time to like try to sell someone essential oils or like or whatever they're like. They're walking by and said, "Hey, I love that dress, girl."
Yep.
You know who can't compliment is a white guy in his 30s.
Yeah.
At the airport in a hood. I'm the bad demographic for the compliment.
It's tough.
Yeah. But I did find it much easier I bet at a place you're a member at, like at the
mm-hmm.
Soho House.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a member there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. I might join this week.
It's sweet.
We'll have to talk about that.
Get in there.
We'll have to talk about that. But that's it's a warm place where everybody's kind of like.
You're already there to talk to people.
Comedy Club Green Room.
Nice.
Very easy place. Yep. Even if you don't know the comic, hey, we're all, love your stuff, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. Easy.
Yep.
That's a good, where the places are, do yours. Or you didn't really think about it that much, but you did it.
So my first one was the guy who runs my bodega by my house.
Okay.
So he's.
What's a bodega?
It's like a convenience store.
Okay.
With like, it's got a deli in it.
It's like a Massachusetts thing.
Yeah. I think it's a New York thing that we just stole. But yeah, he had a sick shirt on. I liked it. I'm into like very like short sleeve, flowy button down type stuff right now. I like that stuff now. So he had one with a cool pattern on. I told him I like that. And then I told him, I love seeing you in here every day, man. Appreciate you.
Bro. All right. You went like sentimental.
Kind of like double down on it. Yeah.
Cause all I had was appearance.
Mm. I see this guy like almost every day. I stop in there, like on my way.
I appreciate you being in here.
I appreciate seeing you every day, man. Yeah, thanks.
What'd he say?
He was like, "Oh, cool, man. Thanks."
Good yeah, he didn't connect much.
Just kind of like, "Good to see you too." I mean,
yeah.
He sees hundreds of people a day,
and he's working. He's
yeah.
You don't expect him to be like, "Pause," you know?
No. Yeah,
hold the kitchen for a second. Thank you.
Walk out from behind the counter and like give me a hug.
But again, we're not doing it to get something back,
right? It's not. Yeah, it's not about me.
Putting it out there. Yep.
Then I was at the mall. Okay. In Philly this weekend.
All right.
And this woman had like this sick design, like shaved like side of her head, sick design carved in there. Obviously somebody spent a lot of time. I said, wow, that's really incredible.
Yeah.
I was like, I really like your hair.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Black woman.
Yeah.
Dyed like a yellow orange.
Yeah.
Looked sick.
It did genuinely look sick.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. Something that I was like, I could never do
that.
That
looks dope.
Ever. Like,
not trying, you were like,
only
was
you
it
could
evident
that
you're not trying to hit on her.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
And I did it from kind of like a distance too, because there were like a couple of clothing racks between us.
Yeah.
And so I felt that was kind of like,
see, these are all the things that we thought about. And they subconsciously, I guess we always think about them, but now we're like,
now we're really thinking about it.
But now if she was sitting on a bench and you sat down,
right?
You're like, I like those.
Yeah, no.
That's like, okay, that's your intro
right.
to something else.
Right.
Yep.
My other ones were also airport. Yep. Guy at the airport, nice kicks, bro. Thanks, dog. Nice
win-win.
Back and forth.
Just put something out there.
Guy on the street, another flowy
stuff you
shirt.
Like. It's sincere.
Like
it's sincere.
Yep. And then the last one was, we got delayed on our flights going back to Nashville. We didn't get back like Sunday night until like 2.
Yeah.
And so the flight attendants were also like overworked and all that stuff. Everybody's just not in a good mood.
Yeah.
But this flight attendant, this dude brought real good energy. And so when we got off the plane, I was like, hey man, I really appreciate your attitude tonight.
Yeah.
This has been tough for everybody. I obviously appreciate you. Have a good night. And he was like, thank you, man. I appreciate that. So I went kind of sentimental with it.
Yeah, you kind of went in.
But
yeah.
that's how I like to compliment people.
Well, that's like, have you ever done that? And somebody go, dude, I just made my day, man.
Yeah.
All the time. Like especially when there's high stress like situations.
Yes.
Or like a server that's like, if you got thanks so much for, but then you didn't tip them. Like you still have to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just putting something out there. When somebody, you get a like, email or that said, hey, like we didn't appreciate, like you can say all you want, the haters motivate me and the haters like this is why I do what I do, but it does just a little notch of just like discord, of like heaviness. And this is like a principle from the Bible, but like just for everybody. Like, it's just, and when you say talk bad about someone, same thing, just what do they say, like sarcasm is like scarring of the skin or something like that. Just like a little notch of like, but you can do the opposite with relationships you're in, or just like, hey dude, like so we talked about this on the pod, or like, hey dude, that was a great, I've talked to you after pods, like, dude, that comment about whatever, or that joke, or that transition, or that was awesome. And I try to do that with my employees, like, hey, encourage good, and not like,
I think it also like is, you're going out of your way to find the good in things just by telling yourself, I'm going to do that. And so when you do that, I think it changes your outlook on everything.
I mean, I was walking down the airport terminal, like, oh, I hope this not. Right. I was like, I'm going to go. Yeah. It was beneficial for me more than others.
No question. It's just a good mindset.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Get out there and compliment people this
Let's
week.
Go, dude. Net positive. But put a net positive.
Yeah. The net positive.
I was blocked. No, that's going to be like, it's like a rainbow t-shirt. Be the net positive you want to see in the world. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Net positive, baby. Back next week.
But on the net, it was a positive. But it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.